In the headlines, the Barbados hotel sector reports strong arrival numbers in 2024 and predicts continued growth this year. Communications and Public Affairs Officer of the Barbados Police Service, Inspector Rodney Innes, is laid to rest, remembered as a man of integrity. A house fire in Barbary's Hill leaves a family of three, including a six-month baby, homeless. And in the U.S., Elon Musk gives federal workers a second chance to defend their jobs or get fired. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details coming up. The Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association expects continued growth in arrival numbers this year following a strong tourism performance in 2024. Delivering the quarterly media update, BHTA Chairman Javon Griffith noted arrivals continue on an upward trajectory.
According to the Barbados Statistical Service, stayover arrivals for the calendar year 2024, January to December, increased by 10.6% year over year. A total of 704,340 visitors were welcomed during this period, compared to 636,540 in 2023. The CARICOM region recorded a 4.7% rise in arrivals, with 92,706 visitors in 2024, compared to 88,524 in 2023.
Mr. Griffith praised the efforts of Barbados' tourism officials and is optimistic about the year ahead.
Minister of Tourism and International Transport, the Honorable Ian Gooden-Edgehill, along with his team at Barbados Tourism Marketing Inc., deserves high commendation for these outstanding 2024 results. Tourism stakeholders remain optimistic about sustaining this positive trajectory as Barbados continues to enhance its appeal as a top-tier travel destination. Through industry-wide collaboration, the focus remains on implementing innovative strategies to further elevate the visitor experience and attract even more travelers in 2025.
Chairman of the BHTA, Javon Griffith. Communications and Public Affairs Officer of the Barbados Police Service, Inspector Rodney Innes, was laid to rest today, remembered as a man of integrity. The floor of the Garfield Sobers Wildey Gymnasium was packed as Innes, who passed away just shy of his 54th birthday, was remembered in a military funeral by colleagues and loved ones. Assistant Commissioner of Police Antonio Fort delivered a self-penned poem to Innes entitled Last Call.
Did you even feel his demise as it raged, like painful episodes of tonsillitis, relieved with cosmetic remedies? Only if we had diagnosed those symptoms early. Are you too late? Could you have acted sooner? Maybe seen what you eventually felt, suspected, known. Did you even bother to ask, if not you, another loved one? You were the one destined, perhaps the only living being capable of delaying inevitability. No blasphemy intended. Chosen to carry the last epitaph like a message from God. All memories shared would impact the deepest emotions formed from moments past, binding relations. All deposited in private vaults for the final journey alone. It's his time. To God be the glory.
Assistant Commissioner of Police Antonio Fort. Meantime, his sister Natalie Pierce recalled fond memories of Inspector Innes.
Rodney gave excellent, realistic, and matter-of-fact advice. Sometimes I would ask him, is it really that simple or easy? When Rodney loved something, he gave it his all. Rodney and Domino's. Yep, everyone knows how he felt about this game. And Vida, his friend and former Domino companion, can attest to this. Rodney and his partner Laverne share that common love. And I am glad that he was able to find someone who shared his passion. Laverne, in describing her king, said, Rodney was a good man in all aspects. Loving, compassionate, and kind-hearted.
Sister of the late Inspector Rodney Innes, Natalie Pierce. Well, three people are homeless, including a six-month baby, after a house fire at Barbary's Hill St. Michael ravaged many. Station Officer Roger Bourne says the Barbados Fire Service received a call about the house fire around 3 p.m. yesterday. While the fire was contained, one wall house suffered extensive damage.
Two fire appliances responded, from one from the port Fire Station and one from the Bridgetown Fire Station. On arrival, it was a fully engulfed wall house. There are three occupants of the house who are displaced at this time, a 40-year-old male, a 32-year-old female, and a six-month-old baby. Minister Chris Gibbs came and made the arrangement for the welfare department to assist because the house was not in a livable state at the time. And the house is also uninsured.
A resident recounted how community members assisted in rescuing the occupants. However, the house and its contents were lost.
I heard the neighbors at the top of the gap saying that the house is on fire. So when I ran outside, someone told me to go back inside and get a hammer or something because the young lady couldn't get out. By the time I got the hammer and got out there, Mark and some other the gentlemen from the area were already pulling on the gate to get the young lady out. After that, I ran to Passage Road to see if the ground zone was there to get the hose to help put out the fire until the fire service had came, but that was no help. The pavilion was closed. Only hose we had was at this house right here by Mr. Charles. We tried to extinguish the fire until the fire service came. The fire service came in good timing to stop it from reaching over to the other properties, and that was good. We already had the elderly people from in this house. We had already bring them outside, and that's basically it.
A resident of Barbary's Hill, St. Michael, in the lunchtime edition. Prolific Barbadian music producer and bandleader Nicholas Branker says the legacy of Roberta Flack has influenced the local industry. Branker, who spent over a decade touring and working alongside Flack, who died yesterday, told Starcom Network that everything he learned from the singer has been passed on to musicians and entertainers here.
She was disciplined. She was brilliant. She is what I would call a genius. She was accepted at Howard University at 15 with a full scholarship. She just went from strength to strength. She was the most incredible song interpreter I have ever worked with. She was a teacher. Every musician that passed through her band will tell you they learned how to play ballads in her band. There were many moments that I will never forget. I got to meet people that I ordinarily would not have met, you know, like backstage at her shows, Isaac Hayes and Jesse Jackson and Louis Farrakhan and Al Jarreau and all kinds of people just used to be there. And what I learned from her, I hope I am passing on to the people I work with, because that's what life is about.
Prolific Barbadian music producer and band leader Nicholas Branker. Internationally, a Kenyan police officer who was on patrol with the International Security Force in Haiti has been killed in a confrontation with gang members. The 26-year-old police constable Samuel Kitwe is the first casualty suffered by the Kenyan-led multinational security support mission. The force was sent to Haiti in June last year to help restore order of the country, where gangs have seized control of almost the entire capital, Port-au-Prince, as well as large swaths of rural areas. More than 5,000 people were killed in gang-related violence in Haiti in 2024, and more than a million have fled their homes. A message from Elon Musk asserting that federal employees will be given a second chance to respond to his ultimatum that they justify their jobs or risk termination is likely to spark another round of confusion across the U.S. government today. Musk's warning of on X, the social media site he owns, came after Trump administration officials told federal workers they did not have to respond to his weekend email asking them to summarize their accomplishments of the past week. Failure to reply would be considered a resignation, Musk had claimed. But while some federal agencies, such as the U.S. Treasury Department, told their workers to comply, others like the Pentagon did not. As Musk on Monday on midnight with the deadline that approached, the U.S. Office of Personnel Management ultimately told agencies their workers could ignore the email. Recapping the headlines. The Barbados hotel sector reports strong arrival numbers in 2024 and predicts continued growth this year. Communications and Public Affairs Officer of the Barbados Police Service, Inspector Rodney Innes, laid to rest, remembered as a man of integrity. A house fire in Barbary's Hill leaves a family of three, including a six-month baby, homeless. And in the U.S., Elon Musk gives federal workers a second chance to defend their jobs or get fired. That was the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on StarcomNetworkNews.net. That should be StarcomNetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.